This is Easy Money with Don Anders, co-founder and CEO of Anders & Anders Financial Group. With more than a decade of financial planning experience, Don has helped thousands of people retire on their terms. He's been seen in the Wall Street Select, the Miami Herald, and on major television networks like NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. The Easy Money Podcast was created to help explain complex financial concepts in an easy-to-understand way, without all the jargon. Now it's time for Easy Money with Don Anders.
Hello, this is Don Anders, and welcome to Easy Money Podcast. So one of the most hot topic issues recently are rising interest rates and how they're going to affect portfolios. And for a lot of people, they've never been in a rising interest rate environment. Interest rates have fallen pretty steadily since the 90s. So a lot of investors now haven't really experienced a rising interest rate environment. So we're going to have two episodes. This episode is going to be about how rising interest rates affect bond funds. And the second episode is going to be about how rising interest rates affect fixed accounts. Now, to start off, we have to address what a bond fund is for this episode. And to have that, we have to address what a bond is. So a bond is when a company or a municipality or someone is trying to raise money. They say, hey, give us $10,000 for this project or to raise money, and we're going to give you back 2, 3, 4, 5, 6%, whatever it is, per year for the next 10, 15, 20 years. Great. Sounds good. So what's the risk in that? Well, one, liquidity risk, right? So if your money's tied up 5, 10, 15, 20 years, not everybody wants that. And the other risk is, what if the company or municipality or government, as we've seen, goes under? What if they can no longer repay you? That money can possibly be gone. And the dividends that they're paying you will probably be gone. So that's something to think about. And that's what a lot of times, or back in the 60s and 70s, when bond funds started coming out and becoming more popular, they go, listen, I like the idea of a bond. I don't like the idea of the 20 years or the defaulting or whatever it is. So what bond funds do is they take a collection of bonds and they diversify the risk so you don't just have one company or one municipality, you have a bunch. And on top of that, they also make it liquid. So how do they do that? Well, you can go on the open market and sell your bond to somebody else. And this is the way bonds sell in the open market. Think about if you had, say, $100. And bonds are a lot more than that, but let's use $100 for round number's sake. You have $100 and you have two choices. You can either go to ABC Company, who will give you 4% for the next 20 years, but if they default, if they go out of business and they can't repay you anymore, you could possibly lose the $100, and you're almost definitely going to lose the 4% that they were saying they said that they're going to pay you. Or you could walk across the street and go to ABC Bank, and they will give you an FDIC insured CD that will guarantee to pay you 4%. Which one would you rather have? Of course, the FDIC insurance. So that's why bonds are affected by interest rates. Because if I'm going to go buy a bond, it has to be a better deal than what I can get insured and guaranteed. So as interest rates rise and these guaranteed CDs and everything else where they can have it backed with no risk of defaulting, as those rise, the value of your bond funds, your existing bond funds, will fall. As interest rates fall, the value of the bond funds will rise. And why is this important? Because most people that we meet with that have investments in mutual funds and portfolios and 401ks and 403bs, they have 10, 15, 20, 40, sometimes 80% in what's called fixed income, which is just another word for bond funds. Okay, well, it's worked for me so far, so what's the difference? Like we said before, just because it's worked for you in the past does not mean it's going to work in the future. A lot of investors have not had these investments in a rising interest rate environment. So you need to realize how your account may be affected. Because right now, the stock market's pretty volatile. And as interest rates rise, or when they start to rise even more dramatically, you're going to see the bonds, a lot of these bond funds, affected. So how do you figure out how much in bond funds you have? You have to look at your portfolio, and you look at what says fixed income. Sometimes it says bonds. Sometimes it says bond funds. Oftentimes it says fixed income. You have to look and see what that percentage is. And if you're relying on that percentage to cause stability and to even out your portfolio, maybe now is the time to look at maybe going with an actual fixed account in your portfolio. If you're okay with the amount of bonds that are in your account, the other thing you have to look at is what's called the duration of those bonds, the average duration of the bonds. And what that is, it's just fancy lingo. I have no idea why they call it that, but it's fancy lingo that basically tells you how much interest rate risk your bond funds have. So the higher the number, the higher the duration years, the more interest rate risk your bonds will have. So something to take into consideration. And next episode, we're going to get into how rising interest rates affect fixed accounts.
You've been listening to Easy Money with Don Anders. Be sure to subscribe to the Easy Money podcast, and we'd appreciate it if you gave us a rating as well. Thanks for listening. Don Anders is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional. Anders and Anders Financial Group Incorporated is an independent financial services firm, helping individuals create financial strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agencies. Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Madison Avenue Securities and Anders & Anders Financial Group are not affiliated companies.